Welcome to our line of wealth, which we naturally, organically call health. Naturopathy, or naturopathic healing, is a form of alternative medicine that implements an array of long years of history proven to be effective, accompanied by deep-rooted, natural, powerful, and self-healing modalities to take its role. Ideology and methods of nature are based on traditional ways of regeneration and vitality rather than on modern school-based information on how to control aching body signals, symptoms of ailments, and misinterpretation of natural bodily functions. We emphasize the use of nutrition, hydration, oxygenation, individual counseling, and so too the use of botanical medicine to promote wellness and treat illness. A naturopathic approach will stimulate healing power by addressing underlying causes rather than focusing on alleviating symptoms. Natural healthcare puts much attention on patient education and self-care, thereby supporting natural healing processes to follow. We view the body as an integrated whole in all its physical, psychological connections, so too adjoining the train of thought, our brain as the conductor. Yet not to be mistaken, I need to explain. Our body has been programmed to express its imbalances through inflammation, fermentation, allergies, digestive discomfort, glandular disorders such as thyroid or adrenal weakness, structural misalignment, hormone imbalances, malnutrition, dehydration, and so too a foggy, exhausted brain. We need to pay close attention to all these calls. It's called body language. As we address these concerns, our innate healing ability is able to reverse all discomforts and disorders and reprogram its functions properly. Questions most people ask: why is my energy level so low, my physical stamina so uncomfortable, and my brain fog so thick? And who says that your advising lifestyle is the correct one? There are numerous nutritionists out there all claiming they have the right answer. Who do I really follow? In our talk today, I will focus much on bringing awareness aboard on how today's lifestyle manifests our well-being, choices you might want to make, decisions and plans that look fit for you. In other words, you will become your own nutritionist, make own conscious choices, and find a better way to live by. It's about focusing on overall wellness and disease prevention. I will now welcome our 9 doctors of natural preventative medicine to come by and play out their role of importance to all humans, and so we can obtain understanding on how to gain highest performance of health. I will list them first so you can get to know them, yet I will divide the talk into recordings, each 15 minutes long, making it convenient for your busy schedules as one will follow the other. They are number 1, Dr. Sunshine, number 2, Dr. Fresh Air, number 3, Dr. Pure Water, number 4, Dr. Nutrition, number 5, Dr. Exercise, number 6, Dr. Cognition, number 7, Dr. Good Posture, number 8, Dr. Fast, and number 9, Dr. Rest. Dr. Sunshine is a specialist in prescribing doses of solar energy, lighting, which we cannot exist without. Sun controls all living creations, nature, and humans to grow and flourish. As known, our eyes are the gateway through which sun enters the body. As the sun enters the retina and optic nerve, messages get sent to the brain, influencing all glandular functions to work properly, notably the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thymus, and our master gland, the thyroid. Extremely essential to our health is vitamin D, called the sunshine vitamin. All humans, regardless of age, are deliberately in need of vitamin D, children and elderly alike. Calcium, for example, cannot be absorbed properly without the presence of vitamin D, as it acts as a precursor that ignites the body to absorb all minerals. All our fruits and vegetables get highly infused with the power of the sun. That is how we obtain our vitamins, through food. Make your way to rotate between all of them to gain their powerful rainbow essence. Regular sun exposure attributes to many health benefits: a powerful germ killer, a great healer, soother, and comforter. Focus on getting your sun rays in the morning hours from 7 to 11 a.m. when the sun is in its healing mode. Later on, from 12 to 4 p.m., the sun is at its peak, where you must be careful with too much exposure, since a minute too much can result in a burn. Have you heard of our infrared sauna? We here at Your Health Success are equipped with this powerful device. As you sit inside and begin to sweat, the heat will penetrate deeply yet finely, just as the sun rays, right through your skin pores, thereby making you sweat from inside out. All germs, dead cells, and waste which the body needs to get rid of will expel right now as you sweat. Proper hydration prior to a sauna is highly necessary as the body will now have the power to sweat properly. Number two is Dr. Fresh Air. He claims flagship over keeping us alive. The central function of our breath is to bring in life-giving oxygen into our lungs and heart chamber and exhaling carbon dioxide in exchange. So too, every bodily function, organ, system, and bloodstream are critically dependent on oxygen intake. The heart uses its valve while the lungs pump the oxygen in. There goes the heartbeat facilitated through air pressure. There are two methods of breathing, thoracic breathing and diaphragmatic breathing. Thoracic breathing is when the inhalation is concentrated in the upper chest and rib cage. During inhalation, the chest expands. This happens naturally, especially while one is active, running, and exercising. Diaphragmatic breathing is when inhalation is directed down to the abdominal area, creating expansion and distribution of oxygen that is especially important to the heart, which pumps the blood to the lungs. Diaphragmatic breathing has a remarkable calming effect on the nervous system, especially the vagus nerve and the solar plexus, which both trigger digestion. It also will resolve tension immediately as it stimulates the blood to flow freely and easily all through the body. While a person is asleep, they reach the calmest setting of the body. Thereby, their breathing is slow, steady, and deep. You can watch a baby breathing. They all know how to do this correctly. The fact, though, is that as we get older, lazy habits are adapted and shallow breathing becomes chronic. Shallow breathers are those who just use their upper chest to inhale, while the lungs, heart, brain, blood, and all those treasured body functions are painfully deprived of oxygen. Many health conditions are mysteriously connected to oxygen-starved bodies. Every one of our trillion cells survive only by the power of that one breath. Our organs can be compared to a flame where two candles flutter evenly. One is fed by oxygen and the other gets deprived and covered. One survives and the other collapses. Most college students, including school kids, perform much better with an open window in the room. Tests are not brain food, yet life-giving oxygen is. Drivers turning dizzy are actually oxygen-deprived in their own seat. Pull over, open windows, and breathe deep. Resolve the drought. It's your body calling for oxygen. If you're experiencing a cold and breathing is difficult, get some essential oils like eucalyptus, peppermint, lemon, or lavender. Rub into chest and lungs. Cover with a warm compress. Breathe slowly, yet deep. Your body will succeed and expansion will follow. A nasal rinse is amazing. Purchase a neti pot. Open the door to the body. Check the pharmacy. They're all equipped. Listen to your body as it expresses its imbalances through acts of symptoms. Oftentimes, oxygenation to the outer skin pores will immediately get absorbed and transported to the designated organs that are in need of help. Have you heard of our state-of-the-art Hackett steam sauna? We here are equipped with a prime service that delivers quality oxygenation cold ozone to the entire body. As the client enters this comfortable chamber, a warm steam mist will expand all the skin pores, thereby absorbing the ozone that flows through. It's a highly sophisticated regenerating session as the inflammation immediately gets resolved and the organs of our body gains its life again. So, as life proceeds, many episodes daily can rattle our nervous system, such as stress, worries, or emotional trauma, and our oxygen levels get deeply, immediately depleted. By finding your breath, doing some yoga stretching, and slowing it down, a calm sensation immediately follows, and inner peace explodes. Number three, Dr. Pure Water. He has gained an excellent reputation for being a great therapist and healer. Therefore, he recommends we drink often as it is essential and necessary for every move and action we do. Our body is made up of 75% water, and hydration is the key to detoxify and cleanse. To determine the right amount of water one needs daily, I do this by calculating half of your body weight and drinking that amount in ounces. For example, if you were to weigh 130 pounds, half of that is 65. The ratio for you would be 65 ounces of water intake. 8 glasses times 8 ounces is exactly what fits for you. Much of our water absorption comes directly from drinking plain, clean water. While fruits and vegetables also contain significant amounts of water, since that's just how they grow, through rain and shine. All carbonated drinks and iced teas are not quite counted as water, since their sugar contents actually ask for even more water. Coffee by itself dehydrates the body, as its acid levels get elevated immediately. To every cup of coffee, you need 4 cups of water to extinguish the fire. Choose lemon water instead, warm herbal teas, or just room temperature water. Water lubricates the muscle to contract. Water delivers the minerals into the teeth and bones. Water serves as servants to the kidney to aid infiltration of all bodily fluids as it directs waste fluid to the bladder and in return absorbs the clean water. Water will keep the temperature in our bodies cool, otherwise dehydration may follow. Don't forget, the body measures 96 to 97 degrees Fahrenheit all the time. Keep in mind that our inside water cooling system will keep our body temperature regulated. How is it to plant crop without water? And even more, how is it to maintain its blossoming life without water? So too is the human body, a flourishing creation. All of our functions as digestion, absorption, and elimination are critically dependent on clean water intake. Otherwise, how can the journey take place if we only eat and don't drink enough? It simply can't. Thereafter, imbalances as constipation and dehydration may follow. And finally, water dilutes the fog in our brain, clears the headache, gets us thinking straight, and hydrates brain power to spin the human wheel. Question, have you ever heard about the lymphatic system? It is the one of our main functions in the body, actually made up of 94% of fluid. It acts as a vehicle cycling around, hunting to clean up all waste and debris, dead cells, and routes them to the intestines for swift elimination. We here actually have a great tool called lymphatic drainage, a suit that the client will get into, which inflates and deflates with air, thereby reinstating the fluency of lymph movement. As it cycles, massages the fluids quickly and efficiently, and the body wakes up to control all the things by itself. Please remember to obey Dr. Water. Respect its functions, as it's essential to life. Number 4, Dr. Nutrition. She stands tall with her food pyramid above all. Our body is the most unique creation that has been created in the entire universe. It can be compared to the most incredible machine with its own repair shop that can perform magic. Once it's given the right fuel and healthy tools, nutrition will be the one to perform to perfection. There is no age limit and biologically no reason for one to die besides for getting really old. Life is about abundance, and by proper nutrition, as what I eat today, I will be tomorrow, all depends on man's choices. We are the sum of what we consume. But what professionals are seeing is that people are suffering badly on malnutrition, meaning one can be eating, yet his food is totally stripped from nutrients. Every function and part of the body is maintained through proper food intake. Our bones, muscles, tissue, all organ functions, hair, skin, nails, eyes, ears, mouth, nose, and the beauty of the blood. That's huge. Take a step back. All is a makeup of trillions of cells, all getting fed with proper nutrition so they can renew themselves sufficiently. While every organ miraculously performs its job, we owe ourselves to pay attention to proper food combinations, eating timely, not to overindulge, chewing the food well, and eating in a calm state of mind. If all this is being said gets checked off, then thank you. You are good to go. Otherwise, please claim responsibility. I now anticipate to talk about our glandular system. All of our hormones, men and women alike, need a complete rainbow of nutrients in their diet as glands depend strongly on them. The adrenal gland to keep a calm state of mind. The pancreas to secrete insulin to balance our sugar levels. The thymus gland, the immune system computer. And the hypothalamus controls hunger, thirst, the regulation of sleeping, and waking up cycles as well, and many endocrine functions. The pituitary gland is the main gland to control all hormone production cycles in the body, and last but not least, the thyroid gland, called the master gland, small in size, yet powerful in duty. The thyroid gland controls metabolism, temperature, all growth and development functions, and the release of the necessary hormone called iodine. Do you have enough iodine in your body? It is actually the vehicle to distribute all of its master's missions all throughout the body. And what about the process of metabolism, the sorting of the food to get absorbed and utilized for energy purposes, the organizing of fluid distribution over the entire body, and most critical, the transit of the waste out of the body in a timely manner? Please realize, if nutrition is imbalanced, elimination rotates timely. If food gets accumulated and constipation occurs, it's most definitely due to improper food choices or wrong eating patterns. Respect your body's time zone. Don't eat late at night, because if you are tired, so is your system. And digestion slows down, laying it off for tomorrow morning. Once food gets digested and absorbed, it is unacceptable for it to stay in the scene any time longer. It's gotta get out. Waste invites unwanted radicals to freely linger around, causing much damage like bacteria, yeast, viruses, fungicides, and so on. Please connect to your body and pay attention to calculate your elimination timings so you can stay safe and healthy and in an environment that functions well. Our facility here is equipped with a colonic irrigation system to help you alleviate constipation. It is safe and uninvasive. All I call it is a great inner body wash. I will pause now with my talk and will resume in part two to keep it within our designated time frame. Thank you and best of health.